Deerhead Radio on AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM with Jimmy Purdy is brought to you by Shifting Gears in Paso Robles, 1621 North River Road. Shifting Gears has you covered from your weekend cruiser to your daily commuter. And now let's join Jimmy Purdy on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM, and KPRL.com.
Good morning, and thanks for tuning in. Appreciate you being here. Phone lines are open, 805-238-5775. If you're just tuning in for the first time, this is Gearhead Radio, and I am your host, Jimmy Purdy, from Shifting Gears Auto Repair. I'm here for the next hour as an AC Certified Master Technician and local business owner, but more importantly, here to help you with what's going on with your vehicle. So if you have any questions or things going on with your ride, feel free to call in and interrupt at any time. That's why I'm here. So don't think just my endless rants of whatever I get into should stop you from interrupting me, because that's what I'm here for. I'm used to it, so it's okay. You can also text 805-238-5775. Isn't that fancy? Some fancy technological stuff going on here at the station. So you can text in, and I can reply to any questions that you might have right there. And I can announce it on the air or text you right back, whatever you want to do. Let's get into it. So first things first is some weather. We got to talk about weather because it is changing. We are March 14th today, which means St. Patrick's Day is just around the corner. It's exciting. Lots of green. Lots of stuff growing. Lots of warmth. Showing up in the morning with a sweater on, then wondering why you had it on by lunchtime. Then you get back in your car the next morning and you wonder why your AC is on. It was 85 on the way home the night before. We're there. So with that being said, today, high of 80. Tomorrow, 82. We're actually going to get up into the 90s by Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. And it's hanging out that way till Friday. So we're in the low 90s all next week. Full sunshine, nice and warm. So, time to put the sweaters away, get the shorts and the pair of New Balances out, get the Corvette going. Oh, that was a low blow. I'm sorry if you own a Corvette. I didn't mean that. Speaking of Corvettes, I wanted to talk about Mike's CP Corvette in Atascadero. He's got a little car show going on next Saturday, March 21st, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. That's going to be a good time. It's at 8981 La Linea Avenue. Linea? I don't know how to pronounce it. L-I-N-I-A. I'm not here for pronunciations. Anyway, look up Corvette Pacifica in Atascadero. He's going to have a car show there from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. next Saturday, March 21st. And it's always a great show. Mike's a super down-to-earth, nice guy. It's always a good time there. So first car show I know of the season. And it looks like it's going to be a gorgeous day. It looks like it's going to be about 80 degrees next Saturday. So might be a little warm. A little warm there. So be prepared for that if you're going to head out there. He's going to have live music, food, all this stuff going on. So put that on your calendar. If you know of any local events going on, car shows, as we get back into the swing of car show season, let me know. I always love announcing those. I like to keep them on our website, shiftinggears805.com. I like to list all that stuff so you know where to go to find out where the next one is. I know sometimes it's difficult to be with the in crowd and follow along, so I like to have a community calendar on our website to promote that stuff. And I don't know unless you let me know, so it's a community thing, right? We gotta help each other out here. The Golden State Classics, getting geared up for that. I always love doing that for the car show. We go out there and give out free coffee every year. That's in May, so we got a little ways away for that one. But again, if you have something you want to host or you're looking at putting an event together, we at the shop are more than happy to help with anything community-wise. We have plenty of help, plenty of hands. We can donate whatever you like. So if there's something that you're putting together, let me know. I'm more than happy to help. Email us at the shop, info@shiftinggears805.com. That goes straight to me. I'd love to help get back in the community. It's what it's all about. Gives us something to do. Keeps us out of trouble, you know? That's the most important thing. All right, we got through weather. With that being said, with St. Patrick's Day around the corner, with all the green going on, I figure we kind of pivot into the green stuff. No, not money, but how to save some fuel. We're going green. I feel like that's appropriate. I'll see how far along I can go for the next hour staying on track. That's my biggest problem is staying in the groove and seeing if I can stay on track here. So I want to talk about a few things to go green with your vehicle. How to save some fuel. That's important, right? Saves green, goes green. Maybe talk a little about Tesla, electric cars, EVs. Did I lose you there? That's okay. You need to know about it. I have a lot of conversations at the shop about that too. But Teslas and EVs, and we're gearheads. We like to hear motors. We like to hear a good sounding exhaust, not a loud. I'm not into like loud exhaust, but I like a good sounding exhaust. Good running tune engine. You just know when it's running right. And man, it's like an orchestra. It's nice. Like a Lamborghini V12 when it's perfectly tuned, just running, just in harmony. It's a beautiful thing. But the auto industry is always changing. And so if you're not willing to learn the new advancements of automotive technology, you're going to fall behind. And that's the big challenge. Can I use the word challenge when it comes to EVs and Teslas? Not just Teslas, but Rivian and what's the other one? The other five or six. Anyway, Canoe, Lucid. There's a lot of new upcoming ones as well. You got to learn how electricity works. And I've said this for over a decade. When I got my master cert for the first time over 10 years ago, I really realized how much of the automotive industry is really electrical. It's really circuitry. Looking at codes and knowing what an open circuit versus a short circuit is. And I've said if you want to get in the automotive industry, you should just go take a basic electrical course, right? And you might learn a lot about AC voltage, and that's fine because it's proper to know how it all works, AC and DC. And it's more important now than ever because these electric cars are AC voltage, right? It's an AC motor. It's a three-phase electric motor. For most of the Priuses, it's been like that for over a decade. And so it's important to know how electricity works and how it all works. My point is if you're so adamant to stay away from it, you just won't involve yourself enough to learn, and then you're going to be put that much further behind. You know, 2016, 2017, that's when these Teslas really started taking off. That was the year, that model, that they started kind of getting things dialed, and they really took off and started selling a lot. I don't know how many, but that's from 16, 17 on is when that really blew up. Well, they're warrantied for 10 years or 150,000 miles. So once they're out of warranty, they don't go back to the dealership anymore. Where do you think they're going to go? And what year is it right now? So there's going to be quite a wave of electric cars coming into the independent repair facilities looking to get fixed. Yeah, there's going to be sure some that go back to the dealership, no doubt. But my point is if you haven't been learning, you haven't been paying attention in the last 5 or 6 years, you're going to be behind. And so that's part of the reason why I've spent a lot of time learning about them, because we got to be ready for it. You know, when I tell the story all the time, but I love it. When drum brakes were the standard with vehicles, and the first set of disc brakes ran through the shop, could you imagine if that auto shop was like, I'm not learning something new, forget about it, I'm going to stick to drum brakes only, I'm going to specialize in drum brakes, I'm not touching no disc brakes, I'm not even going to learn about it. Could you imagine? If you've ever done brakes, you would totally understand. But if you haven't, disc brakes are like a tenth of the labor to do than drum brakes. They're so much easier. And they're so much simpler and easier. And so if you decided not to do that, you'd be way behind and you'd be missing out on some easy work. So just important to bring that up. I know I said electric EV vehicles on Gearhead Radio, so I know that's a sensitive subject. I just wanted to make sure I clarify why we're going that way. But before we go into that, I think it's important also to talk a little bit about AC, because you probably want your AC to start working today with their temperatures getting up to be 90 degrees next week. Let's make sure our AC is working and a few things you need to do to make sure it's maintained and in good shape. So the first things first is the serpentine belt. That's a really important thing. It's things I see all the time at the shop, worn out serpentine belt. If it's been 120, 150,000 miles and you've never had that serpentine belt replaced, it needs to be replaced. And you're putting that extra added strain of running that AC compressor. It does put extra strain on that belt that also runs the alternator, power steering pump, water pump, possibly. There's a few accessory pulleys there that it's also running. If you lose that belt, you lose everything, and you don't want to do that. So make sure that's replaced. Also, if you're going to replace it yourself, replace the tensioner. The belt will stretch over time, and the automatic tensioner, it's not like the older cars where you have a little screw and you can just, as the belt squeals, you just tighten up the tensioner a little bit. There's a big spring in that tensioner. And that spring will push against the belt as the belt starts stretching and starts getting bigger and bigger. That tensioner starts pushing more and more. Well, they're not designed to be reset. So once they've reached their max position, it starts kind of tweaking that spring a little bit, and it never will run right again when you reset it. It'll be just a little bit crooked. You're going to have noises with the belt. You're not going to have proper tension on the belt, which leads to premature, you know, wear on it. So if you're new to the belt, you got to replace the tensioner at the same time if it's an automatic tensioner. So important thing. So I got to take a break. That went by fast. I'll be right back.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
I'm Ron Torres, owner of Seniors Helping Seniors. I left corporate America to help seniors who need friendship, non-medical care, and a helping hand. Seniors have great conversations and understand each other. Join our team of mature caregivers. Or maybe you need that helping hand. Call me, 805-369-2110, 369-2110, or seniorcareslo.com. That's seniorcareslo.com. Seniors Helping Seniors.
Hi, this is Chris from We Help You Legal. Legal documents should be simple and affordable. At We Help You Legal, there are no lawyers and no high costs. Just certified experts to assist you with living trusts, wills, divorce matters, corporations, and LLCs.
Hi, I'm Christina. We also offer notary services. You can find us online at wehelpyoulegal.com or call 805-237-7770.
We Help You Legal, your Central Coast legal document company.
Welcome back in. This is Gearhead Radio. I'm your host, Jimmy Purdy from Shifting Gears Auto Repair. We're located at 1621 North River Road in Paso Robles. I'm here for the next 45 minutes to bring you Gearhead Radio. Phone lines are open, 805-238-5775. Call or text that number if you have any questions about your vehicle. Or just want to call and say hi, that's fine too. I can't tell you how much I appreciate everyone coming down and using our services. That means the most to us. We have a great, great killer team. Just an awesome team of people. Best in the business, I would say. And so we're always willing to help. So I appreciate you coming down and actually getting your car fixed. But if you want to do it yourself, you have some questions about it, want to clarify some things, that's what I'm here for. So feel free to call and butt in at any time. Talking about AC, getting your AC up and running, small things you can do. One thing I don't want you to do is go down to the auto parts store and buy a can of the cold in a can and pop your hood and plug that on there and dump it in there. Don't do that. Especially don't do the stop leak. If you do the stop leak, it contaminates the entire system and it all needs to be replaced. So I hope that scares you enough to stay away from that. If you get the non-stop leak one, you'll be fine. You might be able to get by. You've probably used that before and you've had no problems. That's fine. But if you get the stuff with the stop leak in the can, get ready to spend about $2,000 because that's what it's going to cost to replace the whole system. Got to flush everything out and get all that stop leak out of there. It contaminates our machine. And not just ours, everybody. Anybody that's going to attach to it. I hope for their sake, they have the tools to test for the stop leak in their system and they don't just pull it into their AC machine because those are like $7,000 or $8,000. So, but just don't use that stuff. Good morning on Gearhead Radio.
Hi, good morning.
Hey.
I don't know if it made the news or not and if you know about it, but a lot of people in Paso probably don't know, but Miles Motors in Tascadero shut down completely vacant. Over a month now, I'd say.
Yeah, I think the food bank's moving in, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Yeah, end of an era. It's kind of like when, Jerry Reno. When he retired. End of an era.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You know, at the city council meeting at Tascadero, they changed the zoning all along El Camino Real to mixed use. Because they said that they have so many vacant commercial buildings in the Tascadero to where they want residential lots that were residential on El Camino to be mixed use, so if they wanted, they could... They're changing the commercial lots all on El Camino, large parts of it, to mixed use so that they can put residential in. Because they say they have so many vacant commercial buildings in Atascadero.
Yeah, that's just been a big problem ever. I think it all started with COVID whenever all the businesses decided, oh, I can just pay you guys to stay home and then I don't have to have rent. So now we have, you know, remote workers that used to have, you know, these commercial, small little hole in the wall, you know, commercial buildings. And I think a lot of those landlords are feeling that pain of owning all these multiple commercial units and now they're not being rented because no one needs them anymore. You know, everything's online now. And I think we made that big pivot where I don't really need to go in somewhere. If I can just talk to somebody over the phone and order online, I think it's easier that way. But that's interesting.
But also people that have residential, you know, on El Camino, if they want to, they can go commercial.
Yeah, I think that's...
It works both ways.
Yeah, I think that's a proper way of doing it. I've you know, concerns with Paso here doing that, because there's nothing left for industrial commercial, you know. And there's been multiple properties that we've looked at, and without the zoning, it just doesn't work for us. And yeah, it's unfortunate, right? Because I think one or two people ruin it for everybody else. So they think of an auto shop and they think of a dirty dump, greasy car, you know, cars everywhere and parts taken apart. And that's just not how we operate. But it's unfortunate that it takes just one to ruin it for everybody else.
Yeah, they kind of talked about that too.
Yeah.
I just want to tell you about Miles Motors.
Well, I appreciate that.
People probably hadn't heard about it unless they've been to Tascadero lately.
Yeah, well, I appreciate the call. It's good hearing from you.
Hey, thank you.
Bye.
Back at you.
Yeah, it's a problem. And I mean, not just here. There's plenty of other... I'm part of networks of shops all over the country. And it's just unfortunate that that's still a thing in this day and age. Not just like the dirty rundown shop, but like the stigma of taking advantage of people and ripping people off. You know, you surround yourself with better people than that. And you start... And I personally start... forgetting about there's still an 80 or 90% of shops out there that are doing that in the country, and it's really sad to hear. And still in this day and age, running around and seeing unkept and not clean and not organized, it just doesn't make any sense to me. But to each their own, right? That's the point of being an entrepreneur and being a business owner, is you can run it however you want. So who am I to say? Good morning, you're on Gearhead Radio.
Good morning, Jimmy.
Hey.
Hey, you were mentioning about Corvettes. I got to tell you my experience. I had in 59, I had a 50s Bel Air four-door hard top. Nice car. But I had a chance to look at a 58 fuel injection in Hollywood. And I found out an actor had owned it, and he had the engine blueprinted. And I talked to the salesman guy, excuse me, and let me take it for a test drive. Oh, my God. That was the fastest Corvette I ever drove. And I had some friends that had Corvettes. But my wife was pregnant, so we didn't buy it. But then I traded the 56 in on a 59 Impala with the Duntoff racing engine. That engine was so hot. It was that 348. Had 12.5-to-1 compression ratio, Duntoff racing cam. I could beat carbureted Corvettes. I couldn't beat the fuel-injected Corvette, but I could beat the carbureted Corvettes. I'd say that engine was so powerful.
Yeah, it's a boat of a car, too.
So I would have still had it, except we got hit in the rear 7 times. Can you believe that? And my wife said, it's either me or the car. And I sold the
car. And so you have the car. So you have the car
and
in the garage.
A year later, she divorced me. So anyway, just a little story I wanted to tell you.
That's fun. Thanks for the call. Boat of a car there. That's a big one. He said it's either. She said it's either me or the car. And so the car is still parked in the garage. No, it's not nice. where was I? I don't remember. We're talking about AC. Well, we're saving some fuel. So let's get back into some green tips here. For St. Patrick's Day, because it's right on the corner. Now, I did bring up Tesla, and I want to jump back into that a little bit. I want to talk about their model lineup. I'm not sure if you are aware of this, but there's 4 different Tesla models. Pretty interesting story here about all 4 of them. Oops. Okay, so we have 4 different models. You have the sedan, and then you have the kind of premium sedan, luxury sedan, and then we have the, I don't know, we call it a crossover, like an SUV, and then the luxury XUV. So the idea was, is he wanted to start with the Model S, or I'm sorry, the Model, the Model S being the luxury sedan. And the next one he wanted to was the Model E for just the baseline sedan. So the E, actually, he wasn't able to use the Model E. We're talking about Elon here. Because Ford had claimed that model for the Model T. So there was a big story about a bunch of legal stuff going on between him and Ford. And the Model E was too close to the historic Model T. So he wasn't actually able to use that. So that's why they call it the Model 3. Now, he went with the Model 3 because there was a reason behind why he wanted the first model to be S and the next one to be E. Well, because the next one is the luxury SUV. So he's lining these up as premium first and then the baseline next. So the luxury SUV with the gullwing doors, that's the Model X, and then the Model Y, which is probably the best-selling lineup right now. That's this the SUV that's non-premium, so it's like a little cost. So you have the, are you following along here? So you have the S, Model S, the Model 3, the Model X, and the Model Y. Now, if the Model 3 was an E, that's what he wanted the lineup to say. I thought it was a cool story. I like the Model X. I think they're pretty nice. But that's the idea there. And now you have the Cybertruck. So I don't know where that lines up. I don't think that makes any sense anymore. But excuse me. Pretty interesting way of going along of naming the vehicles that you're putting together. He's a different breed, and I don't know. It's so simple, but makes so much sense when you really look at it. All right, we're talking about EVs, so let's get into some fuel-saving myths that maybe are not saving you the fuel you think you are. Now, one of the questions I get a lot is fuel. Where to fill up? What kind of fuels did you put in? Does premium really mean premium? Are we really saving fuel there? Air filters. Does an air filter really save you fuel? And then what's going to boost your fuel efficiency? Because I think right now the national average is $5 a gallon. Is that where we're at right now? With the Iran war going on? The oil barrel prices is just skyrocketing. So we'll get into this here after the break.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. See their online specials at aceautocare.com.
News. I'm Paul Stevens. The U.S. conducting a major strike on Iran's Karg Island.
President Trump needs leverage, and where he's finding that leverage is Karg Island, which is responsible for 96% of Iran's oil exports. And right now, President Trump isn't bombing Iran's oil facilities on the island, but he did take out the military targets.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in Dubai. More travel chaos expected at big airports this weekend. Travelers with thousands of TSA workers still not getting paid.
The reduced staffing has led to long security lines for travelers, with airports warning passengers to arrive 2 to 3 hours earlier than normal to make their flights. Plus, the stress on TSA workers are causing many to take on a second job or call in sick. Some 300 have already quit their jobs, according to the White House.
That's Fox's Chandler Painter. America's listening to Fox News.
Take the 3-Minute Medicare Challenge. What if you could, in just 3 minutes, save hundreds or even thousands of dollars per year on your Medicare supplement? A quick 3-minute call will let you know how much you can save. Hi, I'm Mike from Hedges Insurance Services. I'm on Medicare too, so I know how expensive this is. For example, recently we saved a 77-year-old couple $120 per month by moving their Medicare supplement Plan G to another company's Plan G. That's over $1,400 per year savings. No change in doctor, 100% the exact same doctor list. That's a lot of money saved for the exact same benefits. Everybody over 70 should call us. Haven't heard from your agent in years? Do you even know who they are? We touch base with our clients each year and keep them informed, like this message. As always, there's never a fee for our services. From Paso to Napomo, in person or on the phone, call us for the 3-minute challenge at 805-466-9048. That's 805-466-9048 for the hedge of protection.
Keep that vehicle looking its best with the help from Golden Hill Car Wash. Your choice of state-of-the-art Razor touchless wash with ceramic wax and the Ryko Soft Gloss Max 5, both with the latest technology. Plus, Golden Hill Car Wash offers 6 wash bays, including RV, all with spotless rinse. Plus, they've got vacuums for you. Keep it looking its best. Golden Hill Car Wash. Pass the Robles.
Central Coast Tractor Work, with decades of construction and earthwork experience. They are the go-to outfit for all your home, farm, and ranch excavation needs. They do site prep, excavation, grading, trenching, utility work, demolition. They even do brush removal and lots more. They handle it all, and no job is too small. Call them today and get your project moving. And by the way, they work weekends. Central Coast Tractor Work, 805-440-6361.
CNC Tree Service, locally owned by Randall and Shannon Clegg for 38 years. Tree removal, trimming, cabling, corrective pruning, stump grinding, brush and road clearance. They have the equipment for any residential or commercial job. If you want instant shade with mature trees, they have the only spade truck in the area to plant or move your large trees. CNC has moved oaks, manzanita, olives, palms, pepper, and various others. Licensed and insured, member of the International Society of Arboriculture. Call 805-434-0914.
What's happening at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles? We asked the mattress specialist, Rich London.
Right now, Gary, everything's on special. Got special prices, phenomenal. And my prices are way better than everybody else. And that's why I'm still in business after 33 years. We've got specials on the bases, on the mattresses, headboards and footboards, you name it, everything's on sale. And it'll continue early through next year as well. Till they raise my prices, I don't raise my prices.
Visit the mattress specialist at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
Welcome back. This is Gearhead Radio. Thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Jimmy Purdy from Shifting Gears Auto Repair, located at 1621 North River Road in Paso Robles. Check us out online at shiftinggears805.com. You can make an appointment online. Very easy. Very quick. But you can always call or just stop on by. Every vehicle comes in, goes through our digital vehicle inspection process, which includes pictures and videos and even some animations about the different repairs that we are recommending. So you get an idea of exactly what that does to help your vehicle stay maintained. Pretty cool little animations that we put together now with our inspections. Again, that's at no cost to you. We start that with a visual inspection and make all our written estimates and get you lined up of exactly what you need to do. Smogs, oil changes, engine transmission replacements or rebuilds, differential rebuilds. We handle it all. From your weekend cruiser to your daily commuter too. So we have a classic car division. We can build carburetors. Can you believe that? There was a time when that just seemed like it was too simple, and now it's over. Now it seems overly complicated. I don't know. It's wild how the times change. Before we know it, we'll be battery experts. We'll know how to rebuild electric motors, even though that sounds like rocket science to some of you right now. It's not that bad. Got another, let's see, we got a car show coming up, the Vintage Rendezvous. So if you're into British cars, sidecars, antique motorcycles, and or recycled treasures, coming up in April. We got about a month and a week. Put this on your calendar. Saturday, April 25th at the Downtown City Park from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's free to get in. And check that out. That sounds kind of cool. Vintage Rendezvous. There was something else I was just reading about with... the tractor show. The Best in the West out in Santa Margarita Ranch. Almost forgot about that one. When is that? Is that next weekend? I think that's next weekend too. That's always a really cool show. Show and shine, everything for this Vintage Rendezvous. I'll announce that again as we get closer, but I'm trying to remember the Santa Margarita Ranch. That's the Best in the West old tractor show. The planes and trains and automobiles, all the cool stuff out there. This should be a really nice weekend too. It's nice out at the ranch when it's when the weather's nice. If anybody has any specifics on that, feel free to call in, because I'm drawing a blank on that one. But anyways, moving on. Let's talk about some fuel saving tips, because we're talking about maintaining your vehicle. What means the most to you is how much you can save on your car. You know, should you repair it? Should you get a new one? Well, I think you should just repair what you got and keep it fuel efficient. I don't know if vehicles nowadays are getting much more fuel efficient. We kind of reached our peak here in the last 10 years as far as fuel efficiency is concerned, in my opinion. The only thing that's changed is the cost of maintenance and cost of repairs. These newer vehicles are getting more expensive to repair, and the fluids that they take to maintain them are climbing right along with them. If you're familiar with the Ram 8-9 speed transmissions, whether it's in the Jeep or Chrysler or Dodge or Ram or whatever Stellantis product you want to call it, that fluid is not cheap. It's very expensive. The services on those transmissions are not cheap. They're about $1,000 to do a transmission service. And why, you might ask? Well, that's a great question. The filter is integrated into the pan. So you have to replace the entire transmission pan with the integrated filter. Now, we have a kit that we use that replaces that pan with a normal one, in air quotes, normal, and then allows for a serviceable filter in the future. So the next service is about half of that, but it's still $500 or $600 with the serviceable filter. Now, most of that goes to the fluid. The fluid is $35 something a quart for the special 8-9 speed fluid. Is there fluids that are supposedly replaceable for it? Sure. Would I use them? Absolutely not. Again, going into training and going into how the functions of that 8-9 speed work, it's very critical that oil is correct. There's a specific viscosity that that has to use for the internals to operate correctly. And everything's on time. Everything's timing. Right, we talk a lot about automatic transmissions, how they overlapped when they shift, and everything's got to be timed perfectly. And if the fluid is a different viscosity, then there's only so much compensation it can make to make it work right. And so the wrong fluid is going to cause problems. With that transmission, I would avoid that at all costs. So very, very expensive fluid to use. Very important that you use the right fluid on those specific transmissions. With that being said, we do have that kit that makes it a little less expensive the next time around. But what my point is, these newer ones, these newer vehicles, you might be saving a little bit of fuel economy, but you pay the difference with the amount it costs to repair them and maintain them. So keep that in mind when you're thinking about buying something new. I think right now we're at $5 a gallon. Is that the average where we're at? Something like that. It's easier just to ignore it. Just put the fuel in and go on. But there's lots of apps online like Gas Buddy that can help find the cheapest gas if you're looking at saving a couple pennies or a quarter. You know, drive across town and save a quarter, whatever you want to do, if that makes you feel good. But there's plenty of apps online or websites, if you're not into downloading apps on your phone, that help show local gas prices to find it easy to find the best price. Now, that goes back to what I was talking about before the break. What about the quality of fuel? Well, to be honest, most of the fuel is going to be about the same. Now, there is some fuel that fuel reports that you can look up to see where the industry average is. If there's a certain fuel station that is, you know, not selling as much fuel, so the fuel is sitting longer. If they have a report of getting dirty fuel or bad fuel over time. But those reports are standardized and they're available to the public. So most of the fuel stations are aware of that. And so it's pretty rare instance in this day and age that you're going to find someone that's giving you subpar fuel. Now, there's a lot of additives and stuff that you can add to the fuel as well. Not a lot of stuff's going to help save fuel economy. It is going to keep the engine running cleaner, though. So we're just talking about fuel economy. We're not talking about keeping the inside of the engine clean. That being said, the difference between 87 and 91, if your vehicle doesn't need 91, you don't need to use it. 87 burns much easier. So it takes more heat, and I'm just going to keep it as simple as possible here. It takes more heat to burn 91 than it does 87. So if your engine doesn't produce the type of heat needed to burn 91, there's no need for it. But alternatively, if the engine produces a lot of heat and it needs that 91, 87 is going to negatively impact the engine performance. Not so much the fuel economy, but more the engine performance, because it's not going to run as effectively as it should, because it needs the 91 to bring up to bring it up to where it needs to be. Now, there's compression ratio, there's a few other things that go into play, but I'm just trying to keep it as simple as possible here. So if the vehicle doesn't need 91, just run 87. 91 is not like a better fuel. It's not cleaner. It's not more filtered. It doesn't have more like magic juju in there. Well, it kind of does because it has octane in there, but it doesn't have anything that helps. So it's not, it's just because it says premium doesn't mean that helps your vehicle if it doesn't need it. So open the gas door. If it says it needs 91, look in your owner's manual. If you don't have an owner's manual, look it up online. Type in your VIN very easily. You could use ChatGPT. Say, does my vehicle require to use 87 or 91, get your answer very quickly just by putting your VIN or your make model in. Great resource to find that stuff out. If it doesn't need it, don't use it. It's not premium, doesn't help you save fuel, nothing like that. In fact, alternatively, if you're putting 91 in when the engine needs 87, it's not burning all that fuel because it's not getting hot enough to burn it all. So you're not getting every drop to be converted to BTUs of energy. You're actually kicking out raw fuel out of the back. Now, the engines are smart. The engine computer is smart. So it's gonna compensate. It's gonna know, it's gonna make changes. The fuel injectors, the spark timing, all that kind of stuff. Because there's a lot of electronics, technology, it's fantastic. And so it's gonna make some changes to make it burn as efficiently as it can, but there's limits to as far as it can push it to help that. So you're still gonna be wasting fuel. So don't use it if you don't need it. Another one is with fuel in the fuel tank. You might like to run it low because you're thinking there's less weight, and that's going to help save fuel. That's a good one. That's a Mythbusters one. That's probably correct. However, there are some negative consequences of running your fuel tank low that I think are greater than the benefits than you get from the fuel economy savings of having that less weight in the tank. One of them is running out of fuel. That sucks. Let's not do that. We don't want to get stuck on the side of the road. But alternatively, other than that, fuel over time is not that clean coming out of the tanks at the gas station. It's not super overly filtered. So there's sediment. There's a lot of particles. Not to mention, every time you open your gas door, a little bit of dirt falls in. Over time, 10, 15 years, the bottom of the tank does collect some sediment, some stuff at the bottom. So if you're running your tank low, that gets very concentrated. All that dirt and sediment that's suspended in the fuel, that gets all sucked up by the fuel pump. Now, there is a fuel filter, and you're thinking, well, the fuel filter will catch it. Sure. But there's also a fuel filter sock. So on the bottom of the pump, there's also another strainer that's designed to keep that stuff from entering the pump, because you don't want that stuff going through the pump. Now, if that starts getting restricted, the pump has to work harder to pump the fuel pressure up to work. Now, fuel also is used in fuel pumps to keep the pump cool. The fuel is a very good cooling agent. It helps keep the fuel pump cool. So if your fuel level is low, not only is the pump not suspended in the fuel, which helps keep it cool, but now the sock's also getting restricted, so the pump has to work harder to get the pump pressure up. A lot of heat being generated there, which leads to premature failure of the fuel pump. So there goes all your cost savings. You saved 2 miles of the gallon for the last 5 years, but now you got to put an $800 fuel pump in. I don't do the math. What's that? Kind of washed, isn't it? So my point is, keep at least a half a tank of fuel or more. I know it's hard to say, harder to say rather than do, or easier to say than to do, but it's good to keep it at least half. It helps. I got to take a break.
For over four decades, one small jewelry store has quietly held a town's most meaningful moments, engagements, anniversaries, milestones. Founded in 1980, Kajon's Jewelers became more than a place to buy jewelry. It became a place built on trust. 20 years later, a young woman would walk through those doors as an employee, learning from the very jewelers who shaped the store, and who would one day trust her to carry it forward. In 2020, Lindsay Jane accepted that responsibility. Not to change what people loved, but to honor it. For years, the cases reflected many voices. Designers, friends, partners. But quietly, one vision was taking form. Decades of experience, 12 national design awards, a body of work that had been waiting, and soon the cases will speak differently. More focused, more intentional, more personal. A house built not of walls, but of craft, history, and a name you already know. Something new is coming, and it's been here all along. Lindsay Jane, a legacy redesigned.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bourdain to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
Hi, my name is Austin Streamlin. At Slow Heating and Air, our passion for delivering exceptional quality and service never wavers. We're a family business serving our neighbors with honest service you can trust. We can help you fix, maintain, and install new heating and air conditioning system.
And if another company says something big's broken,
call us for a second opinion.
805-423-5119. That's 805-423-5119. San Luis Obispo Heating and Air Conditioning, Inc. Keeping you in the comfort zone.
38 years ago, we opened Stove and Spa Center, and we are old and tired. We finally decided it's time to enjoy retirement. So we're having a huge store-wide sale. That's right, folks. If you've been thinking of getting a stove, insert, or fireplace, now is the time to get one. We have lots of inventories and it all needs to go quickly. We have wood, gas, pellet units, and they are priced to sell. We have burn models up to 40% off. We also have fireplace screens, grates, steamers, gloves, and other hearth accessories all on sale to move. Don't miss the great opportunity to get items at a great price while supplies last. Stove and Spa Center is closing our doors, so don't miss this incredible store-wide deals. All sales are final and must take possession of product within 10 days of purchase. Come see all the items available to put into your home. Stove and Spa Center, 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero, between Curbrill and Morrill Roads, open Tuesday through Saturday.
Welcome back. You are tuning to Gearhead Radio. I'm your host, Jimmy Purdy from Shifting Gears Auto Repair. We are rounding third base for home. We're getting down to the end of the hour here. That went by pretty quick, didn't it? Maybe it was just for me. I don't know. I don't know how quickly it goes for you. Is it like a long droning on where you're like, man, I kind of want to change the station, but there might be something good, so I'm going to keep listening? Or is it like thoroughly engaging and you're just like, holy man, it's been 50 minutes. That's crazy. I don't know. I find myself listening to a lot of podcasts and different radio stations. And I find myself in that, predicament where I'm like, I'm listening for 30 minutes now. And, I think it's time to change it because it's not getting any better. But you keep waiting. It's like the anticipation is building. Okay. There's going to be something good here. Are we going to get into it? Especially when you get into like a new podcast where like the description's really good. They got a great logo. It's like a lot of good stuff going for you. You're like, oh, this is going to be good. Get in the car, taking the road trip, 30 minutes in. Man, I really wanted to like this one, but it's just not going anywhere for me. It happens. It's hard to give good recommendations too for anybody else, like books or ebooks or podcasts, because you just don't know what anybody likes. Everyone's different. Everyone likes their own thing. Anyway, that was a segue. What was I talking about? Oh, fuel. So the fuel pump, premature failure of the fuel pump, right? Make sure you get a half tank. Now, I kind of want to clarify something when it comes to fuel with top tier fuels. There is something with good quality fuel. You definitely want someone that offers top tier fuel. That's going to be the deciding factor. I don't think there's anywhere around here that has anything different, but the top tier fuel does make a difference because it reduces the deposits in the fuel in the engine, which will help with fuel economy in the future. That tank of fuel, no, but if you fill up 10, 15, 20 times, you'll start building up deposits, and that does negatively impact your fuel economy. So keep that in mind. You do want to use top tier fuel. You just don't need to use 91 premium if your vehicle doesn't need it. I just want to clarify that. Also, a few things to think about too is, you know, maybe slowing down. I'm not going to practice what I preach there. That's take that as you like it. I will take the fuel economy depreciation there for the fact of me just being able to push it a little bit faster. I'm not a very patient person. I don't like lines. It's very hard for me to go under 65 miles an hour. I'm glad if there's any CHP listening right now, you don't know what I drive, so don't go looking for me. I'm not a speed warrior, but I'm not super patient. I say this a lot too. I'd rather pay extra than wait in a line. I can't stand it. If there's like a line for a savings, I'm in the other one. I just pay the extra. That's where I'm at. But for your sake, there is a lot of evidence behind. There's some real good statistics behind driving the speed limit. Between 55 and 65 miles an hour is a 6 mile per gallon savings on average. So just 10 mile an hour difference is a 6 mile per gallon savings. So that's pretty huge. Don't go 55 miles an hour in front of me, but with that being said, it might save you a little bit. Now, going from 75 to 65, it's 7 miles per gallon. So It's a linear. It's not linear there. You actually start saving less as you go faster, which should probably beat myself over the head. you're losing more as you go faster in this case. So from 55 to 65 is like 13 miles of the gallon difference, which is pretty significant. That's a pretty good savings there. Now, part of this is because of aerodynamics. So if you have roof racks on your vehicle, if you have fancy gadgets and big mirrors and stuff like that, that is impacting the aerodynamics, especially with your windows down. If you drive with your driver's side or window, passenger side window down, that impacts your aerodynamics of the vehicle. Lifting the vehicle, that all impacts the way the aerodynamics work, and it does have a big impact on the car. I think it's one that's missed a lot. You maybe have one of those Thule racks on top, and you're just like, I'll just leave it up on there. We're probably going to go camping in a month. Take it down. It's going to save you a lot of fuel. So keeping the aerodynamics. But that goes back to like the speed. So from 55 to 75, there's a lot more wind resistance at the higher speed. So that's why you get that significant savings in fuel economy. Makes a difference. Now, with pickup trucks, I see that with the tailgate, that's a big controversy there. Would you have the tailgate down or the tailgate up? And the facts behind it, and I've watched the Mythbusters on it, so it's pretty definitive here. Tailgate up actually saves you more fuel than with the tailgate down. The trucks are designed with the aerodynamics in mind to have the tailgate up, and it actually helps benefit fuel economy rather than with the tailgate down. I know it seems counterintuitive, but go watch the Mythbusters. They'll explain it all. That's how I've learned most of the stuff in my life is from that show. Oh yeah, so aerodynamics. Tire pressure is another big one. Got to check your tires. 1 PSI for every 10 degrees difference. So we're getting into the warm season. Make sure we check our tires just for the safety factor and then also for fuel economy. Now, we all want to check them for weather cracking and check the age as well. Over time, as the tires start to age, you get to that 4-year, 5-year mark, the tire becomes very hard. The rolling resistance, it doesn't help fuel economy. So even though the tires are good and they're inflated, it can affect the fuel economy because the tire rubber is beginning to change because it's an older tire. So keep that in mind too. Not the safest thing in the world either. Go check your tires. And I brought up air filter. I think that's an important one to bring up as well. Talk about, because that's another kind of, I don't know if call it a myth, but they say, make sure your air filter's clean, you'll get better fuel economy. That's actually not true. Vehicles now, again, going back to technology, they can measure how much fuel is in. They have a lot of sensors all over the engine to regulate. So if you have low air coming in, it's just gonna give you less fuel. So basically, you're just going to have a lack of performance as that air filter starts getting restricted. You're going to have a lack of power. There might be a little bit of fuel overfueling when it first starts, but for the most part, they're pretty good at regulating itself, and it's not really going to impact the fuel economy. It's just going to give you a lack of engine performance, and you're going to start sucking that dirt into the engine, which goes back to then that you start getting that carbon buildup from the dirt getting introduced into the engine, and then that's going to impact the fuel economy later on in the engine's life. So the air filter is super important. I'm not saying it is, but it's not going to directly impact your fuel economy as it starts getting dirty. With a carbureted car, that's different, but fuel injection technology is a fantastic thing. The fuel additives, I have not found a fuel additive that has done anything for fuel, for fuel mileage. So ignore all that. If you've just bought a used car and you're worried about the service history, they're great additives to get in there and start cleaning the gunk that might be built up if it was not maintenance correctly. But I have not found one that helps for fuel economy. So I hope that helps for the green edition of Gearhead Radio. Happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody. If you need anything, we'll be at the shop all week next week, every day, 8 to 5, shiftinggears805.com. I'll see you next Saturday on Gearhead Radio from 9 to 10 a.m. See ya.
Gearhead Radio with Jimmy Purdy is brought to you by Shifting Gears and Paso Robles on River Road. You can trust Jimmy and his team to take care of you and your vehicle the first time, every time. You're listening to The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL 99.3 FM. Paso Robles, Tascadero, and Templeton.